the God of history, and the God who made and preserved us a nation. That means that if you align yourself with the political leaders of this land, whether they be Republican or Democrat, whether they be George W. Bush or Barack Obama, or Bill Clinton, or George Herbert Walker Bush, it makes no difference. When these presidents have sought to align themselves with a new plan for peace outside of God's plan, they have set themselves against God and His anointed. That is not a good place to be. It's not a safe place to be. So great is the antipathy of the United States State Department toward Israel and toward
Something is terribly wrong with the U.S. economy, and most of us want to prepare and protect what we've worked so hard for. But it's confusing, and you don't know where to turn. Seems like every channel has another high-priced advertisement selling gold. But who do you trust, and what do you buy? There is an answer to those high-pressured coin jockeys on TV. FAMC has been in the precious metals business for over a quarter century, but they're much more than coin dealers. FAMC has been the leader in financial forecasting and storm-proofing their clients from the economic storms we see today. Whether you're trying to protect your money, retirement funds, IRAs, business funds, or trusts, FAMC has the expertise to help you navigate these uncertain waters we're in and give you the peace of mind in purchasing the precious metals. Call FAMC today for a free economic package and storm-proofing your assets brochure. 800-325-0919. Deal with proven professionals today. Call 800-325-0919. 800-325-0919.
If you're living with diabetes and have Medicare or private insurance, here is some great news. Call United States Medical Supply today, and we'll send you the smallest glucose meter in the world, absolutely free. So small, it fits right on the bottle of Strips. And if you call now, we'll also send you this stylish, full-featured meter at no charge. That's two free meters. You can keep one in your pocket.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be your views, because it's Open Line Wednesday, and we invite your calls at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. If you got questions, comments, you want to put forth your thoughts, why, we'll be glad to talk to you. And remember, talk radio really means that you have to call, so we have somebody to talk to. But I thought in the meantime, before we actually got callers, why, we'd talk a little bit about Jesse Ventura's new book, 63 Documents that the Government Doesn't Want You to Read. 63 documents the government doesn't want you to read. Now, I've only seen a little mention of this. I did see one DVD of an interview Jesse Ventura had with some sort of a mainline television program where the host, mainline host, is sort of trying to belittle Jesse Ventura. You say, well, Jesse, I mean, you don't really think that somebody in the government was behind what happened on September 11th. I mean, you're not denying that the terrorists were really behind this and Osama bin Laden was behind this. And Jesse said, well, we don't know what happened there, but why should I believe that they got what the government tells me? After all, everybody knows that Osama bin Laden did this. And Jesse Ventura said, no, everybody doesn't know that Osama bin Laden was responsible for it. The government lied to me about Jessica Lynch. The government lied to me about Pat Tillman. The government lied to us about the Gulf of Tonkin incident. He said, I was at Harvard when McNamara came, and he admitted that it was a lie that the attack didn't come on the 4th of August there on the Maddox. It was all contrived. He said 58,000 Americans died as a result of a lie that the government told us. You know, I do not believe what the government said about September 11th. And you, the poor fellow on the television host immediately changed the subject to something else. But I thought that Jesse Ventura's response was well taken. And really, you're going to have to learn how to deal with these issues so that when people come up with this sort of scoffing tone to their voice, you don't sort of back down because you don't want to be ridiculed, and yet you've got to know how to handle this, and certainly you can talk. I mean, I was recently asked to be on a program with somebody who was ridiculing these right-wingers who believe there was a conspiracy, and he said, "Why some of them don't even believe the story that the terrorists were behind what happened on September 11th. So I was asked to come on to debate him, and I said, well, I won't debate him. I'll make some comments. And so when I got onto the program and he was sort of belittling me, I said, well, I won't believe what you tell me, but would you explain something to me? And he said, well, what? And I said, well, if you can go up on the Internet, you can check this out. And there were 19 hijackers who attacked the Twin Towers that day, and they hijacked 4 planes. And they all died. But 6 of them are alive and well, over there, living somewhere in the Middle East. Certainly they're the ones that the FBI had identified the very following day. And they've never denied that they're alive. And could you explain to me how they could have died? And then they're living alive and well in the Middle East. Check it out on the Internet and you'll find it's true. And that was the end of the debate. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and let's go to Debbie, who's calling us from Spokane. Hi, Debbie. How are we doing?
Yes, and on the phone. It went so when you started to say my...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
About how in, I think it was in 1972, he went to see a parade for Richard Milhouse Nixon, and apparently they were helicopters there. Where was the parade being held?
It was in Washington, D.C.
All right, fine. So what was the point you'd like to make?
Okay, let me finish the story, but I was standing, I looked in the Capitol building in the background, right? The Secret Service were lined up across it, all the way across the street. You know, down the avenue in white trench coats, huge men. I'm standing about 300 feet away, and pretty soon, about a couple minutes later, a motorcade came down for maybe three or four limousines, black limousines. And there he was, Tricky Dick, and he started waving his victory sign, you know, to everybody. And he looked like a gaulish clown, you know, and Agnew and Pat were sitting next to him. And as I recall, the motorcade progressed and went down further, and I looked out in the distance, and about 1,000 feet away, they started throwing rotten eggs and tomatoes at the limousine, and that's what I remember of that. And that's all I had to say about that.
All right, fine.
But one salient thing was that...
Remember, this was during the Vietnam War, and a lot of people felt it was a senseless war, which it was. We never tried to win the war, and I don't blame people being incensed, because Richard Milhouse Nixon had told us that if he was elected in 1968, he had a secret plan to get us out of the war, and he refused to do it. And then when he was running for re-election in 72, he told us he had a secret plan to get us out of the war. He kept those boys going over there to fight and bleed and suffer and die, but never be allowed to win. He was a reprehensible, evil little man.
Remember what he said, peace with honor, remember that. Peace with honor was a slogan.
Right, and we ended up, of course, coming out of there with our tail between our legs. Our boys fought bravely. They won the war. It was they were betrayed by Richard Nixon and by Henry Kissinger, and then, of course, by Gerald Ford. But go ahead.
But here's the other thing, too. I want to talk about JFK right after this, okay? Marilyn Monroe did not die from a suicide. She was murdered at the behest of JFK and Robert Kennedy. She had a red diary, which contained secrets and confidential information that Kennedy had with the Soviets, his military plans and whatnot. And Bobby Kennedy came to her bungalow, and it was wiretapped by the FBI. They made a tape of it, too. And he pleaded with her to give him the book, and she wouldn't give him the book. And there was foul words and everything else, and what happened was a woman that would live next door to Marilyn's bungalow looked out the window and saw Bobby, an LAPD detective. She was playing bridge at the time, and she reported it to the police. And sure enough, they covered up the story. So what really happened was that JFK had hired Sam Giancana and his hoods to administer a fatal shot of Nembutal, through her foot. And she died. And then the coroner, Liguchi, found cyanosis on her fingertips, and he, for years he spoke out and he said that Marilyn was not, you know, she was killed with a fatal shot of phenobarbiturate. And they didn't believe it. They wouldn't believe it.
Well, now, what is the source of your information?
Many books, several books that I read on Marilyn Monroe.
Right. I think you're right. I think that actually she was killed, and we actually have a BBC documentary where we actually can see the coroner. And it wasn't Liguchi. He wasn't the coroner. He was the doctor who did the autopsy, but it wasn't the coroner, or at least it wasn't the official coroner at that time. But basically, according to the coroner, why she had died of an enema that contained large doses of barbiturates. But it doesn't matter. I think Marilyn Monroe was killed. I'm not sure that JFK or Bobby Kennedy gave the orders, but I will tell you that Marilyn Monroe was going to actually hold a press conference the following week and reveal some of the secrets, and I believe there are other people who wanted her dead. And they did not want to discredit the JFK. They didn't want to discredit Bobby Kennedy. And I believe she was killed. And I believe the man who did it was Sam Giancana.
It was. Because
Sam Giancana later would be the man who would kill JFK. And then, of course, in turn, why Sam Giancana was killed by probably the CIA. And this is covered in a book called Double Cross. It's written by Chuck Giancana. You can get it up on the internet. Double Cross by Chuck Giancana, Sam's brother, who tells how somebody very close to Sam, probably the CIA, killed Sam, you know?
Well,
there's just no honor among these people at all.
One other thing. A month before she was killed, she was gang-raped at Cal Neva Motor Lodge in Tahoe by the Mafia, by Sam Giancana. And guess who was there? None other than the voice, Mr. Frank Sinatra. And here's another thing about him. At that time, he actually accosted a businessman's wife. This is in Kitty Kelly's unauthorized biography of him, that the man knocked him across the room, and then Frank got his boys, and later on, a couple days later, the guy died in a car crash against a tree, and they said that he was drunk and he smashed against a tree, and that's how he died, and they covered that one up too.
Well, Frank Sinatra, contrary to what most people believe, Frank Sinatra was very close to the Mafia at that time, and he was very close to Sam Giancana. And the incredible thing was that JFK was sleeping with a woman named Judith Exter. She was also sleeping with Sam Giancana.
Uh-huh.
JFK was sleeping with Marilyn Monroe. She was also sleeping with Sam Giancana. And, of course, I feel very sorry for Marilyn. I think she was used by men. She felt
used.
This very strongly, and it's unfortunately, well, of course, they did her in. But they did her in because she was going to tell the truth about her relationship with Bobby Kennedy.
Yeah.
But I do not believe that for one minute that JFK or Bobby Kennedy gave the order. Somebody else gave the order, and certainly then Peter Lawford probably got. He actually ended up with a diary. Actually, this wonderful BBC documentary we have, which has been totally suppressed in this country, but we have a copy of it. We watched it the other day. Peter Lawford's wife tells that her husband or ex-husband, Peter Lawford's, had actually got the information and suppressed it. And, of course, the woman who lived with Marilyn, her maid, obviously, it was about 2 hours after she died before they called the police. And when that's why it was, she says, "I just can't remember." Well, I'm sure they threatened her life.
Yeah.
And she realized that if she ever told the truth, it would be the last thing she ever did. So, Ray, thanks very much for your call.
Yeah.
Fascinating information. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. The books to read on this, at least part of what we've said, would be the book Double Cross by Chuck Giancarlo. There's several other books there on, that cover the tragic story of Marilyn Monroe.
I'm glad to know that, you know, I was somewhat wrong, but some things I guess I was right.
Well, you're right on the general tone. I mean, the details, you know, certainly...
The history is kind of...
thing we know is that she was killed, but then they killed JFK.
Yeah.
They killed Bobby.
Yeah.
They killed Sidney Martin Luther King. This is a pattern. And it goes on today. And you get out of line in this country, while your days will be numbered. And the only thing we ask is people pray for us, for our provision and protection. We ask them to pray for Jesse Ventura. I think he's very courageous to have written this book. 63 documents the government doesn't want you to read. Pay for Alex Jones and certainly for Joyce Riley and certainly pray for Dr. Corsi, who's written this wonderful expose of Barack Obama, and it's entitled What Happened to the Birth Certificate? Because that book, if you read it through carefully, you'll realize the President of the United States lied about his birth certificate and recently released one, and it's totally fraudulent. In fact, you wonder how they could have released one that is so totally inept. In fact, Donald Trump has come forward and said it's a fraudulent birth certificate. Sydney, I think it's one of these throwaway magazines that they have. You can buy them at the the checkout center there at the store. And it basically it goes into the background. You'll even see it. It's no question it's fraudulent.
Oh my.
Why would Barack Obama release something like that unless he's being set up for a fall? This is my view.
It's the pathological liar. And
well, but remember, he was elected by the establishment. He was financed by the major bankers. One of his largest financiers was George Soros. He surrounded himself with members of the Trilateral Commission. He is simply a front for the power elite, exactly like George W. Bush was, exactly like President Bill Clinton was, exactly like George Herbert Walker Bush,
and
yes, even Ronald Reagan. If you read David Rockefeller's memoirs, he will tell you, Ronald Reagan was forced to invite the members of the Trilateral Commission to the White House for dinner. Our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. You want to check that out, ladies and gentlemen. The book is Memoirs, written by a fellow named David Rockefeller. We carry the book, and actually we're carrying Jesse Ventura's book, 63 Documents That the Government Doesn't Want You to Read. You want to get the information we have. Your job is to get the information, to help us get it out, to get the books we talk about, and then be able to discuss them intelligently. Anything else, Ray, before we let you go?
All I can say is this. There's one more thing I want to say. If a person on their deathbed...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
And Jack is simply saying that there are people in Washington, D.C. who want to declare anybody who believes in the Constitution or who talks about the Constitution to be deemed a terrorist. And they actually have their no-flight list that, of course, simply are all hearsay. About 400,000 people are on the, at least the potential terrorist list in this country. And there are people who believe in the Constitution, and you know what that means. Obviously, a domestic terrorist. If you believe in the Constitution, if you believe the power of the federal government is limited as the Founding Fathers want, you are potentially a danger to the elite who run our nation. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Jack, make your point, and then we'll let you go.
Sure. In fact, Jesse Ventura stated that he's got legal action against the government for, you know, blacklisting him on air travel. And
okay, so what's, go ahead. What was your point?
Yeah. So since the county SWAT teams of the sheriff's department have been militarized as paramilitary SWAT teams, I'm planning to hopefully organize a local group, and we're going to go visit the sheriff. We're going to put all this on the table for the sheriff and maybe to the county commissioners before we go to the sheriff, whatever appears most feasible. But that's my game plan. I'm gonna put right out there and demand some kind of accountability.
Okay.
Or response on that.
I think that's great, Jack, but do not demand. Request respectfully that they consider they've sworn an oath to uphold the Constitution. The last thing we want, of course, is to be put in a position where we are the enemies of the police and the police are the enemies of the people. What we want is the people on our side, and the police and the military on our side, upholding the oath that they have sworn to protect the country from the Constitution, from all enemies, foreign and domestic. So let us know what happens after you've talked to the sheriff there. God bless, and thanks for calling. And let's go to Joe, who's calling from Michigan. Again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But, ladies and gentlemen, there are excesses sometimes in the police, but most police officers are trying to do a good job. But they are being trained in many respects by our enemies to feel that they are a thin blue line and we're out to get them. A lot of people don't respect them and they're risking their lives and they're not appreciated. What we want them to know is that they are appreciated. What we need are people in the police force and in the sheriff's office who believe in the Constitution, who believe in limiting the power of government and are there to protect us, not, of course, to serve the elite. Hi, Joe. Do you have a question or comment there?
Yeah, I got a question. I tried sending you an email, but I haven't gotten a response, so I thought it wise to ask you on a Wednesday. I'm doing a movie called One Nation Under God. We're in the middle of shooting, and it's a really good movie. It promotes a lot of stuff that you teach. And artistically, we're doing transitions. There's two time periods, 2009 and 2012. And so I'll be continually going from 2009 to 2012, 2012 to 2009. And during those transitions, I wanted to have sound bites from people such as yourself, certain things that you said on your program, certain things that Joyce Riley has said and Pastor Butch. And so I was basically asking for permission to use sound bites from
your
broadcast.
You have my permission to use anything I have put out, things that we filmed, things that I've said. You have my blessing, and please get the information out. The more means and vehicles we have for reaching the public, and the better it is, and I'm flattered that you'd think that something I said was worth repeating, so you take anything I've said with my blessing.
All right, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
God
bless.
Okay, fine. Yep. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Ladies and gentlemen, there really are people who want a dictatorship in America. They belong, of course, to a series of organizations, not just one. People point to the Council on Foreign Relations or the Trilateralists and the Bilderbergers, but there's a myriad of them. I call them the Brotherhood of Darkness, and we're coming up with new organizations all the time. If you need to get the information and help us to get it out, give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work, it's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical, which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metal. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
Comment. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and give us a call if you have a question or comment. Now, a week from today, in the afternoon program, that would be the 4 to 5 program we do on Genesis and on the Radio Liberty Network, we're going to have Jesse Ventura, and we're going to be talking about his book, 63 documents the government doesn't want you to read. But, of course, we do carry the book. We think it's an important book, and you can get it by calling us at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But what are these documents the government doesn't want you to read? Well, the first one's a CIA secret assassination manual. It tells you, if you work for the CIA, how to kill people, how to assassinate world leaders, how to communicate cover stories, and certainly how to throw people off the track. And this is what they do all the time. Whoever looked into the Kennedy assassination, and they did kill Kennedy. How do we know that they killed Kennedy? Well, because Howard Hunt, E. Howard Hunt, on his deathbed, told his son that he was on the grassy knoll. Certainly, Frank Sturgis told this gentleman I know that he was on the grassy knoll there, too. Our friend Colonel Marvin, who was being trained as an assassin shortly after the Kennedy assassination, was told by the CIA people who were training the people in the Special Forces on assassination that they killed President Kennedy because he was a traitor to the country, and he was going to betray the country to the Soviets, and he was working behind the scenes with the Soviets, and I'm sure that's what they really believed. Of course, there was many reasons why President Kennedy was killed, but the most the important one was probably because he wanted to get our troops out of Vietnam. He felt it was futile to get our troops involved over there, and because, of course, he certainly was a far more effective hero. He was quite unpopular at the time, and they felt that if they could kill him, why, of course, then they would be able to bring in the socialist programs. That's what Vietnam was all about, so we could centralize all power in Washington, get the civil rights legislation passed, get Medicare and Medicaid and all of these programs passed. These socialist unconstitutional programs swept in on as to honor a foreign, a fallen hero, JFK, who had actually been killed, to get the legislation through. And he was simply a pawn in this vicious game. And Jack Kennedy recognized the secret societies. You can go up on the internet, and he gave a speech about the secret societies. And he said, we can't have a free society if we have secret societies, and you're not supposed to talk about the secret societies. Well, anyway, of course, the first of these documents listed is the CIA assassination guide, and then, of course, the Public Health Service documents about how the U.S. Public Health Service went down to Guatemala and infected hundreds of prisoners there and soldiers and others with venereal diseases just to find out if penicillin would work to cure those venereal diseases. And then, of course, their mind, CIA mind control programs. There's a section here on Operation Northwood, and Operation Northwood was a Joint Chiefs of Staff program by which they wanted to create an incident so they could justify a war with Fidel Castro. Fidel Castro had taken over the country. The Joint Chiefs of Staff didn't understand that he was working very closely with the invisible government, that it was all a fraud, that we had brought Fidel Castro to power because we wanted an enemy. These people on the Joint Chiefs of Staff really thought that communism was the enemy, and so they wanted to go after Fidel Castro, and they came up with Operation Northwood, which was going to involve killing Americans under one guise or another, so we could justify going to war with Fidel. They were going to even talk about, they were going to blow up one of our satellites and then blame it on Fidel Castro. They were going to attack our boats and kill people. They were going to have a feigned attack on Guantanamo Naval Base. They were going to sink our ships and kill Americans. Operation Northwood, it's well worthwhile reading. You can get it off the internet. We have the complete text of it in our syllabus entitled Iraq, the Untold Story. Well, anyway, we've got Ron calling from Eastern Washington, so let's go to Ron. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. It's Open Line Wednesday, and so give us a call if there's something you would like to talk about. Hi, Ron, how are we doing?
Well, fine. I just wanted to give a good report.
Oh, good. We're always looking for good news.
As you know, I do substitute teaching in a number of different school districts, and I always carry a copy of the Constitution in my pocket, and it's got a picture of George Washington on the front, and it kind of protrudes out of my pocket so the kids can see it, and quite often they ask me what it is. So, of course, I tell them, and then they ask if they could take a look at it, and I said, more than that, I'll let you keep it. Of course, if one gets it, then a whole bunch of other want it, and it just so happens I have maybe 40 extra in my backpack. So
good for you. That's great.
Well, I teach bilingual to some bilingual classes. I'm not really bilingual, but they're desperate for subs, so I'm glad to do it. And I was at one elementary school, and almost all Hispanic, they're first language is Spanish, but they all want to be Americans. Your name, Eduardo? No, call me Eddie. Jorge? No, it's George. And not only did they want them, they asked me to autograph them.
That is great, Ron. And really, it's so important that we've reached the youth and we let them understand that the Constitution is what separates America from all the other countries in the world. We are the only country with a Constitution where the power of government is limited by the chains of the Constitution. It's an amazing document with separation of powers. Other countries have tried to simulate it, but they have never come up with anything as effective. Isn't it a shame that we are simply abandoning it? Because, of course, it's not being taught in our schools today. It is never taught in law schools, certainly when it is mentioned. Why we're told certainly what the judges, corrupt Supreme Court judges, Masonic Supreme Court justices and others have said about it, but never what the Constitution says. It's so simple, that even I can read it and understand it.
Well, I was passing this out, and one of the teachers said, aide said, what are you giving out to the kids? I said, Constitution. So she said, could I have one? And I said, sure.
That's wonderful, Ron. And this is what it takes. Each of us working in our own way. And I congratulate you for what you do and having the courage to do it.
Well, it's way past, I'm way past Karen, what people think, Dr. Stan. Way past Karen. Besides, the kids love it. They love learning about stuff like that.
Sure.
And it's really, these kids are great, the kids that I teach. They're bright. They're very well behaved. I get along wonderful with them. I was reading stories in Spanish, and my pronunciation is terrible, and I know vocabulary is bad, but the kids really loved because they liked teaching me. It was kind of role reversal, and they really liked it. And I go out and kick, I'm in my 60s, I go out and kick the soccer ball around with them and shoot. And they called me abuelo, which is grandfather. So I had a great time. But there's some other things that I just wanted to bring up.
All right.
My son was watching the History Channel, and he said, "Hey, get in here." So I got in there and watched, and it was about the Statue of Liberty, and they were interviewing you.
That was on Decoded, yes. They sort of sandbagged me, but at least we got some ideas out there.
Oh, Dr. Stanton, they did a hatchet job on
sure.
you. Oh, you wonder what history they're talking about. And the guy at the end, he said, Lucifer. Oh, Lucifer doesn't mean Satan. Lucifer means light bearer.
I know, and Lucifer is really Jesus Christ. That was so ridiculous. In fact, basically, the only reason I went is because Dennis Cuddy was supposed to go. He was ill. He asked me if I would go in his stead, and I'll never forgive him, but that's all right.
Well, I'm glad you did that, but one of the things that kind of bothers me is that the sexual anarchy that's being pushed on our society. That's what I call it. With all the sodomy and all that, and all the women in the military, and it's just nuts.
Well, we live in a world gone mad, and certainly there's a progressive breakdown in the moral structure of our society. All I can say is, Ron, things are going to get a lot worse, but it's going to have to happen. Hopefully, as things get worse and worse, people are going to be looking for answers, and they're going to turn to people like you and others, and hopefully you will have the answers for them, and the other people will have the answers, and we're gradually making waves, at least in that the Decoded program on the Statue of Liberty. The fact was brought out that the Statue of Liberty was actually built by Masons with a Masonic message, and there's some people who recognize the fact that the liberty that the Masons talk about is not the same liberty that you and I. We believe in liberty under God. They believe in liberty, equality, fraternity without God, because they worship a different God, and that's the important thing. And more, any time you get information out, it's the old adage, you know, I don't care what you say about me, just spell my name right. Well, I don't feel quite like that, but and even though the History Channel does a lot of harm, at least they heard that there is some controversial about over this, and maybe there are a few people in the audience who are smart enough to realize that maybe the Lucifer they talk about in Isaiah is not Jesus Christ, but of course the angel of darkness. Hey, I got to let you go and make a final point, and then we'll let you go.
Well, keep up the good work. But they asked me. I'm going to ask by some of the fellow teachers, I was at one training class, and I said, "How come you're always so cheerful?" I said, "Well, the liberals haven't killed me today, so it's a good day."
Well, keep up the great work, and please keep us posted, and I'm so glad you're there, reaching those kids, because they are the future of our country.
They are, and I'll tell you, they talk about these illegal aliens and all that. These kids want to be Americans. They're very sharp, and they're very bright. If they're given good role models, I think they'll make excellent citizens.
Amen to that. Well, I think that's important, and basically the reason that they're so sharp and they're so bright is they haven't been poisoned like the kids who've been here all along, eating food that is designed to destroy their minds, and they probably don't have all the immunizations with the mercury and the aluminum and the lead and the MSG and the aspartame that we find in the vaccines, that are there not to protect them, but to destroy their lives. Thanks so much for calling, Ron. Let's go to Tim calling from Rockford, Illinois. Again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Hi, Tim. How are you doing?
Oh, hi. lie, Dr. Stan. You forgot the high fructose corn syrup that our children are pumping.
You're absolutely right. Well, remember now, I don't have a time to give you the whole 3-hour lecture on how they're destroying the minds of our kids, but go ahead.
Well, today's topic of discussion at our House of Representatives was 2012 Homeland Security Department spending, headed by Republican Representative Stephen King. Now, this is a complete violation of our Constitution, Dr. Stan, to basically spying on the public here, and they signed and they swore, even Barack, to protect the Constitution. Well, he just reenacted the Homeland Security for another year, our president. And this is no doubt a violation of our Constitution with no outcry at all. And
well, you're absolutely right. But you know, Tim, there's something strange. And I haven't quite figured it out yet, but certainly the phony birth certificate that he put up there, you know, after spending a couple of $1 million of his own money to actually fight the efforts to force him to show his long form birth certificate, he finally has one, he puts it up, and it's an obvious forgery. Now, say what you will about Barack Obama, he is not dumb. Whoever put that up there, put that up to embarrass him. And the question is, why? What are they up to? They're up to something, and we're just going to have to wait and see what it is. But I think Barack Obama is being set up for, for a downfall. I really do. Anyway, we'll wait and see. But go ahead. I share your concern about the Office of Homeland Security. This is not to keep us secure. This is to destroy the foundation of our Constitution, to expand the power of government, to protect us from the wicked terrorists who've been financed by our own government, our CIA, and by MI6 from Great Britain since the inception of this whole incredible movement, covered well in a book we carry called The Devil's Game. What a fitting title for the book, The Devil's Game, available from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. Anything else there?
Well, I just wanted to point out the enforcement that's applied to illegals as opposed to me. Now, I got from the Lake County tax assessor here in Illinois, if I had owed $1,200 on my house, the property tax. If I do not pay the property tax on my house, the sheriff will send 2 deputies out to my house. If I do not leave at a certain date, they will physically throw me out of my house. And I could have children there, a 6-year-old and a 10-year-old girls, watching the police do this. We always hear about the illegals. Well, what about the children that are here? Well, like I say, look at the enforcement that would be applied to me for not paying my property tax. The sheriff would have 2 deputies throw me out of the house physically with my 10-year-old and my 6-year-old daughter watching. And you juxtapose that with enforcement applied to illegals.
But you have to understand that they are actively encouraging the illegals to come in. Why? Because they want to be able to play the Anglos against the Hispanics and the Hispanics against the Anglos. They're intentionally not enforcing immigration laws. Why? Because the whole thing's being funded by the Ford Foundation, along with, I'm sure, a little help from the Carnegie and the other Rockefeller and the other subversive tax-exempt foundations. Let's call them what they are. They're subversive. They're part of an effort to divide our country so they can play one group against the other, and they want to play the blacks against the other, too. And I share your concern. God bless you, Tim. Thanks very much for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty. Well, let's go to Peggy calling out from Spokane, Washington. Hi, how are you doing, Peggy?
Hi, I'm doing fine. I just have a question.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products, or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. Many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
That those people were murdered by people in key positions in government, and Dave, they could not allow it to happen. That's why George Bush would not allow an independent investigation. The 9/11 Commission was set up not to reveal what happened, but to conceal what happened. Half the people on the commission came from the Council on Foreign Relations. Certainly, the two people, Lee Hamilton, who was the co-chairman, the assistant chairman, came from the Council on Foreign Relations, prior member of the Trilateral Commission. A governor, I think his name was Keene, came from the Council on Foreign Relations. It was set up not to reveal, but to conceal what happened. They took testimony from 1,200 people in confidence and in secret. And then they suppressed the testimony of 1,100 people. Only 100 people were allowed to actually testify publicly. And even that, of course, led to a lot of great information. There's no question that 9/11 was an inside job. They killed those people, and the murderers are still on the loose. And our job is to keep talking about it and talking and talking and talking. Hey, we got to let you go because we're out of time.
Okay, Dr. Dan.
God bless. Now. Thanks so much for calling. And we're going to have to tell Pete, we're from Washington State, and Herman, we can't get to them. We're out of time. But thank you both for calling. And now, because this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you're out across America and you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. And you can get in touch by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. But if you're not in a position to help, then please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And of course, remember Alex Jones and Joyce Riley and John Leffler and our other friends, Jerome Corsi, Jesse Ventura, other people on the front line, because without God's protection, why, none of our lives are safe. We would mention, of course, there's going to be a conspiracy conference this weekend. If you're in the California, it's going to be at the Marriott Hotel in Santa Clara, the Grand, sitting on the Grand American Parkway, and I will have a booth there and be hosting a table, but I won't be speaking. But if you'd like to come, why, of course, you can go to conspiracycon.com, and then, of course, we hope that you'll want to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You'll want to get our talks on the forbidden secret and on the dark secret, and there are syllabuses that goes with both of those. We hope you want to get our two new, actually, tape sets. One of them is, these are CD sets. One of them is called The Return of the Giants, four interviews with Barry Shamus about the giants and the UFO and the other supernatural phenomenon that took place in Israel between 1985 and 1995. And then our four CD sets on the Illuminati, interviews with Dr. Dennis Cuddy. Fascinating information, because you have to understand there have been secret societies around for 4,000 years, dating back to the time of Nimrod. And those secret societies in modern times, there are many of them. There's not simply one. But they all have a common goal, a one-world government, a one-world religion, and bringing in the one-world prophesied leader. And, of course, that's the Illuminati four-tape set, a four-CD set, part one. The Illuminati four-CD set, part two, available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. Please pray for Radio Liberty. This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And right now, of course, we're hoping that for this next hour, we're going to have Mike Murphy with us, who produced the DVD, What in the World Are They Spraying? But so far, we haven't been able to reach him. Apparently, there is an answering machine there, and sometimes that happens, and sometimes we don't have a caller. So if you are out there in the listening audience and you would like to talk to me and like to talk about what I'm talking about, or we'll talk about whatever you would like to talk about, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But let me simply point out that there is no question in my mind that they are geoengineering the atmosphere. How do I know? Well, first of all, I've read all the reports, the government reports, and many of them collected by our good friend Roslyn Peterson. And basically, they had conferences. We have the reports from the conferences here in the United States where they talk about geoengineering the atmosphere. Now, what are they really talking about? Well, what they're talking about is actually spraying and creating a dome. A reflective haze or dome that will actually reflect the sunlight and, of course, away from the Earth, and, of course, then, of course, prevent global warming. At least that is the theory behind it. The trouble is when you create a hazy sky, why, of course, you don't necessarily reflect as much heat away from the Earth as you trap the heat on the Earth. How does a greenhouse work? You hear this talk about greenhouse gases. Well, what happens with a greenhouse? Basically, it's because the light sun's rays can go through the glass, get into the greenhouse. But then, of course, when they are reflected off the floor, the walls of the greenhouse, the heat can't get out. It is trapped by the glass. So the greenhouse gets very warm. Greenhouse means, of course, you have something there that is going to reflect the sun's rays back down to Earth so that they can't escape. And, of course, the whole idea is at nighttime, we have the certain gases in the atmosphere. And when, of course, at nighttime, ordinarily, of course, it would become intensely cold if it weren't that we had this greenhouse up there. And so the light from the sun that's been coming during the daytime it cannot get back out again, and it's trapped, and so it doesn't get down to sub-freezing every night. That's the greenhouse effect. But what they're effectively doing by spraying is they're actually creating a greenhouse effect, and they're actually increasing the temperature, not decreasing it. You'd think these people would be smart enough to figure that out. Certainly I can figure it out, and I'm not a scientist at all. We know that by their own records, that the Air Force has put up one of these mantles up over the entire East Coast, and Roslyn Peterson has their information, but all of this is being suppressed so the American people are not to know. Well, it's open lines now, so give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and all the people that called in at the end of the last program, give us a call back. We had a full board. We had to close it down. So give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But they are actually spraying, and they're getting the material up there. They're getting it up by rockets. I believe, of course, there are some planes, our military planes, the CIA planes, and we've seen pictures of them spraying, but we'll be back in just a moment. Give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We're just simply talking about the geoengineering that's going on today. And, Sydney, we have the film of What in the World Are They Spraying by Mike Murphy is an excellent, excellent film. I certainly think he's done an excellent job on this. But he has a recent YouTube. He went to Mike, of course, is a crusader on this subject. He went back to the Hawaiian Islands recently, and he actually interviewed somebody who worked for the FAA, the Federal Aviation Administration, man is retired today, who said, when he started out, he thought this whole thing was a lot of hokey. He didn't believe in it. But now, of course, he's retired. He has time to look at the sky, and he says, we got all these markings in the sky that go north to south. We don't have that. I mean, I know what goes on. I work for the FAA. I was in charge of reporting and monitoring the planes. They go east to west. They don't go north and south. And all these flights go north and south. And now he's a believer. And I am a believer as well. Well, but let's go right now, of course, to Victor, who's calling from Amsterdam, New York. Hi, Victor. How you doing?
Hi, good.
Who's this?
Victor.
Okay, Victor, do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, I noticed a couple of years ago they weren't shooting out the chemicals, these jets. they're shooting them out again. Maybe they'll get in the greenhouse a little bit too warm.
Well, I think that they are altering the weather in all sorts of ways. I think they're doing it with HARP. I think they're doing it with spraying. I think they're doing it with cloud seeding. They know exactly what they're doing, and we know that they know how to modify the weather. And certainly Zygmunt Brzezinski wrote about this back in 1970 in a book called Between Two Ages at the bottom of page 5070, where he talked about how by the year 2018, now he's writing in 1970, he's writing, what, 42 years ago, and he says, you know, we're going to be able to have storms, we're going to be able to have droughts, but most people don't need to know. And so it's all secret. Most people in government don't need to know, and I believe that they're doing it. And I have documentary proof, and we'll tell you a little later what's going on. But I share your concern. They're doing terrible things, and I think we're seeing the devastation they've wrought throughout this country today. Go ahead, Victor.
Yeah, because I notice when they do it, there's more rain, and there's more cloudy days now.
Right, and of course, we'll either have rain or we'll have droughts, one or the other. Hang on there. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we can have open lines. We'll talk about what you want to. We'll talk about how they're modifying the weather and how we know that they're modifying the weather and exactly what they're doing. We've got Victor calling from Amsterdam, New York. He's just noting that we're having more rain now because other areas, Victor, we have droughts. And in Kansas, they have droughts, and it's going to really affect the wheat crop this year. So we have excess rains in some areas, the Mississippi Valley. We have droughts certainly there in Kansas, and certainly here on the West Coast. We're having an overabundance of rain. Here it is, the 1st of June. We're still having rainstorms. It should be summertime here. Anything else you want to say, Victor?
Yeah, 1 year we didn't have a summer. It was raining, it was snowing in June here in New York.
This is madness. It's snowing here in California. It's up in the Sierras, admittedly, but I don't know how much snow they've got there, but a fair amount, you know. Snow in California in June? Yeah. Obviously, the weather's changed, and people shrug and say, oh, well, it's just an act of God. Well, I believe it's an act of government because they have this, the ability to do it, and it's all secret. And if there's nothing to conceal, then why are they concealing nothing? Go ahead.
Are they trying to take water away from the other parts of the world?
Yes, and basically you take it away from one part of the country and put it in other areas, and you destroy the crops in both areas. I think that they're working to create a worldwide famine. We have no supplies of wheat or of corn or soybeans or these things that we need, you know, to maintain an agricultural society.
Yeah, my cousin's going to plant the corn this year, yeah, because his fields were all soggy, and he couldn't get the crop out, yeah, because he said the tractor gets stuck in the mud.
Right, that's absolutely right, and they want to destroy this country. You see, the elite who run want to destroy the infrastructure of America. That's why they're transferring the wealth and the manufacturing and the jobs from the United States to other countries. But even more than that, they want to dramatically reduce the number of people throughout the world by famine and by disease and by war. And they're preparing for all three. Anything else, Victor, before we let you go?
What can we do?
Well, you can become informed, and then you can help us get the information out. We're up against organized evil. Our job is to get the information out and understand that behind this are powerful spiritual forces. And, of course, if you, are you coming from a Christian perspective, or do you have any religious beliefs at all?
A Christian perspective.
All right, fine. Well, then go ahead and read Revelation 6:8, and believe me, that the sixth chapter of Revelation, I believe it's the eighth verse, 6:8, tells you exactly what is going on here today as the fourth horseman is beginning to be released on the earth. Okay? God bless, and thanks so much for calling. Let's, of course, go to Chris is calling from Flint, Michigan. Hi, Chris. Question or comment?
Oh, just a comment. I remember hearing you say that you guys were going to be talking about what are they spraying, and there was a guy I heard that commented, I don't know if it was last night or the night before, about where they had done the chemtrails and then with HARP, and you could see the vibrations in the air and stuff with that them chemtrails or whatever, with the chemicals that they had been putting in the air. I had read something a while back that they were saying that it also helps with the Navy's, like, secret frequency communications, basically, is what I heard something about, like, with their submarine technology or something. But I was actually wondering if you had read up on the Project Bluebeam with the projections and stuff, and I was wondering if maybe that might have something to do with it, too.
I'm really not an expert on Project Bluebeam. I've heard of it, but I don't know that much. Maybe you could tell me, or somebody else could call in and tell us about Project Bluebeam. Anything else?
All I had really read up on that was that it was talking about, like, they could somehow from a satellite be projecting down, like, a projection that would look realistic, like, as in, like, maybe a UFO or something like that.
You mean like a hologram, yeah?
Hologram. Oh,
I'm sure they have this technology.
Oh, okay.
No question at all, the technology is there. In fact, they had it at Disneyland. I remember going to Disneyland 20 years ago, and you could see these transparent ghosts dancing and from all different directions. So they have the technology, and they can play games with our mind all the time. That's why you can't even believe what you actually see. Anything else, Chris?
No, that's pretty much it. You have a good night, and God bless.
Thank you so much, and get the rest of those people back there in Flint to listen to our programs. Let's go to Al, who's calling from Lake County in California. Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Hi, Al. How are you listening to us? You're listening to us on shortwave. You're listening to us on the Internet. How are you hearing us?
Hi, Dr. Stan. I'm listening to you via the Internet, and that's the way I normally listen to you.
Okay.
I did get a satellite, have to get the dish hooked up, and then I'll be able to also listen to you through that.
All right, fine. Do you have a question or comment?
I got a comment, Dr. Stan. I was thinking for some time now, they have professed that we have a global warming, so as you were saying, they are literally causing a global warming. So now they have something to substantiate what they claim that we had from the very beginning.
You're absolutely right.
I thought about something else, too. I hear a lot about the TSA and the fact that what they're doing is basically unconstitutional. However, I really, if we went back for the last 20 years, they have disregarded the U.S. Constitution anyway. But in actuality, they're not really expunging it or eliminating it. They did already with the Patriot Act and the Homeland Security. That really supersedes the U.S. Constitution, so everything that they're doing is within law passed by our representatives.
But the Constitution is still the law of the land. I mean, they can pass all the laws they want to, but they're unconstitutional, and we could get them to an honest Supreme Court. They would declare them unconstitutional, and once in a while the Supreme Court comes up with an honest conclusion. So the law has not been changed. The Constitution has not been changed. It will remain the law of our land till it's amended. And all the king's horses and all the king's men and all the corrupt legislators can pass all the laws they want to. But the Constitution is the foundation of our freedom. So don't get disheartened. The more and more people learning about the Constitution and realizing that the Supreme Court doesn't make law. They can interpret it, but if they're wrong, of course, we have the right to remedy that. Anything else?
Yeah, yes, that brings up a good point. So what you're saying is that even though Congress passed the, well, like I said, the Patriot Act and Homeland Security, which supersedes the Constitution, you're saying even though there was a unanimous vote, that was illegal, illegal vote?
Absolutely. And basically, they can do whatever they want to. We have the finest politicians money can buy back in Washington, D.C., but that doesn't make wrong right. And basically, the Constitution is very clear, and most of the things that are being done by the Office of Homeland Security are unconstitutional. Of course, they're all to protect us from those wicked terrorists who attacked us on September 11, 2001. We were not attacked by wicked terrorists. We were attacked. This was a whole thing was a put on. The FBI had no idea who these terrorists were. We're told over and over again. Nobody had any idea this would happen. Nobody had any idea who these people were. But the very next day, the day after the attack, they had their pictures. They had their life histories. Do you honestly believe that's what's happened? Do you believe, of course, the plane that went down in Shanksville dived into the ground? We're told, remember the story about the heroic passenger, let's roll, and then they take the plane, it dives into the ground, and it crashes and leaves this big hole with no wreckage? Do you honestly believe you can crash a major airliner into the ground and no wreckage? But, of course, the all this wreckage bounces, you know, miles away, a motor bounces 2 miles away from where the plane crashes, but there's no wreckage where the plane goes down. It's as phony as a $3 bill. I've heard the interviews, and my friend Jim Mars and Jesse Ventura have interviewed the woman who was in the Pentagon and came out of the area where the plane had crashed. And there was no wreckage there. There was no wreckage at all. She lives in fear of her life. She's been threatened to silence her. And so Jimmy Walters, we'd interviewed a number of times, put out $8 million of his own money in an effort, of course, to get the truth out about what happened on September 11th. They threatened his life and his family. And he's living in hiding in Europe today. If there's nothing to conceal, why did they threaten Jimmy Walters?
Well, you're making excellent points, Dr. Stan, and as you know, I've written a number of articles published on News with Views on the subject that you're speaking of. The problem is, and I say problem because this is what we're going to have to deal with, and that is, it's irrelevant what is truth and what isn't if they continue to ignore and elude the truth. And that's where we are. We have judges that will not uphold the law. You mentioned all kinds of facts and true statements that there's no question that these have taken place. However, if they continue to ignore them as if they aren't, what do we do?
We do exactly what we've been doing. Believe me, I can't give you all the information, but there are a lot of things happening behind the scenes which I'm not at liberty to discuss, but which are very encouraging. Some very highly placed people are very concerned. God bless. Thanks very much.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
doing?
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
House effect. We talked about the global spraying or whatever they're doing. They're putting aluminum into the atmosphere. We know this. We can measure it in the snow, in the water, in the soil, in the plants. And I've actually seen this. I've touched it. A sort of a semi-gelatinous material precipitated on some of the trees where I live. It's not imaginary, ladies and gentlemen. It's very real. Well, give us a call. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295, and let's go to Tony, who's calling us from San Jose. Hi, Tony. How are you doing, and what would you like to talk about?
Oh, I'm pretty good, Dr. Stan. Maybe something a little less controversial for a minute. I read a very interesting story on a site that I look at fairly regularly. It's called Harvey Organ. And he does a daily update on the gold and silver markets as far as on the futures trading. And he tells a story on there, this was yesterday, that there's a story going through Europe right now in the European newspapers about this Dominic Strauss-Kahn, the head of the IMF, who's been charged with rape.
Right.
I don't know if you've heard this story or not, but it's being reported in Europe that the United States owes the IMF 191 tons of gold as some sort of payment that's behind. And he's been making a lot of noise about this and getting upset about it. And supposedly he's been given inside information by the CIA that the United States has no gold reserves left, that it's, like, gone. And that's why they're not coming up with this 191 tons of gold that has been passed due to the IMF. I was just wondering if you'd heard about that.
I haven't, but I will tell you there are many people who believe, of course, that he's known as DSK, affectionately known by his friends as DSK, Dominic Strauss-Kahn. And Dominic Strauss-Kahn, as many people believe, was set up on this whole thing. And this is not the sort of man who, you know, with his prestige, who would do chasing a black maid down the hall when he is stark naked and forcing her to engage in certainly very questionable activities. And then, of course, I mean, just doesn't make sense. And they tell us, well, we've verified this whole thing. We have his DNA. But a lot of people think this whole thing is a setup, and so do I.
Well, at first when I heard it, I was thinking like, oh, yeah, great. Another globalist bites the dust. It's about time. But then when I started hearing about this and then started hearing a few more details, it's like, you know, why would they throw one of their own under the bus? It just doesn't make any sense.
Obviously, I think he got out of line. He was trying to do something. Whether he's trying to do something right or wrong, I do not know. But here's one of the most powerful men in the world today. And do you really think that he could buy, you know, a dozen maids, you know, with this, up to the money he makes in one day? He's not going to try to force himself onto somebody, a black maid, simply because he can do it, certainly. He knows there'd be potential repercussions. He's not a stupid man. So I think we have to we have to question any of these. In fact, I question seriously the Bill Clinton, Monica Lewinsky story. Not that I question what happened. I question why would Monica Lewinsky keep a dress with all sorts of stains on it and never get it clean? Did you ever wonder that? Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But why wouldn't Monica have gotten her dress cleaned? And I think that the answer is they wanted to embarrass Bill Clinton. They wanted to control him, and they did.
Well, I also think that it got America's attention off of what was really going on back then. You know, like the Presidential Decision Directive 25 and 53 and all the just terrible things that were being passed to, you know, set up a further tyranny. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
Well, we may never know, but I believe that there are holes in that story that are big enough you could drive a truck through. But nobody ever asked the right questions.
Can I ask one more thing?
Sure, go ahead.
I hear that music.
Go ahead.
Oh, well, I like what the last caller was talking about as far as the ministers during the Revolutionary War.
Right. I think he's absolutely right.
And I read about one of them. His name was Mullen. And
hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Tony, I'm going to have to let you go because we've got our regularly scheduled guest. We finally got him on the line.
That's fine. I'll gladly step down. Thank you.
God bless him. Thanks very much. And right now, we've got with us on the line here, Michael Murphy. Hi, Michael. How are you doing? I'm sorry we had a problem getting through to you.
Well, it was a couple different issues, but we got them resolved, and it's great to be on. How are you doing,
I'm
Doctor?
I'm doing just fine, and I really appreciate what you're doing, and we'll be back. Of course, we'll have all of our stations on board here in about 2 or 3 minutes. Is there anything new that you've come up with since we had our last conversation?
Well, I think so. Many things are new. Of course, we have spoken about the action in the awakening to chemtrail geoengineering programs that was happening in Maui, Hawaii. They're working towards a bill that would essentially ban spraying above Hawaii. And a new thing that's coming out, I believe it's in Mojave County, Arizona, over 30 citizens in that area have gotten blood tests. Those blood tests were extremely high, revealing high amounts of aluminum and barium. And I believe 25 out of the 30 had around 1,000 times above the toxic amount of barium.
Well, that is frightening. And, Chris, what about the aluminum? Because the aluminum, we know, is so toxic. I don't know so much about the toxicity of barium, but I will look it up, and I know that how toxic the aluminum is.
Yes, yes. And, well, aluminum is accumulative. The barium, what I'm told, will compromise our immune system, and can relate to neurological disorders, but it also increases high blood pressure. So physicians who are aware of this that I've spoken to emergency room physicians stated that during heavy spray days, they can expect their emergency rooms to be tasked.
Are the doctors there aware then of the spraying?
The ones that I've spoken to, so yeah, they have made a connection between the amount of people coming in with heart attacks and strokes, because as you know, the barium will increase our blood pressure. So there's a growing number of physicians who are aware of this and starting to address the spraying and the toxicity of it. So it's nice to see some more professionals getting on board.
All right, fine. Well, we're going to be bringing all of our stations back on board here in just a minute here at Radio Liberty. And, of course, we have, eight stations carrying this part of the program. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Sydney, our guest, is Michael Murphy, and we have all of our stations back on board. Actually, we have 9 radio stations carrying this, plus the Internet, several Internet getting this out. So we're very, very grateful for the opportunity to reach people all across America. Well, now we have Michael Murphy with us. Now, Michael was just saying that, first of all, there is an effort to get legislation through in the Hawaiian Islands to stop the geoengineering and the spraying in Hawaii. The fact that this would even be a discussion, you know, up until now, everybody's poo-pooed the idea, oh, chemtrails, oh, you probably think there's a conspiracy. You probably think there was a conspiracy to kill Kennedy, and you probably think there was a conspiracy to kill Martin Luther King, and the 911 was a conspiracy. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah, well, but now there's serious consideration in Hawaiian Islands, and then what were you just saying about what's going on in Arizona? To me, that was fascinating, and the fact that the doctors there know that on the spray days, they're going to see a lot more people there. Why don't you pick this story about what's going on in Arizona? Now, our guest is Michael Murphy, and I don't know whether if sabotage, we couldn't get him on before, or maybe just the vagrancies, having to do with electronics. I don't know, but we've got him now, and we're going to exploit him for the next half hour. What's going on in Arizona, Michael?
Well, it's exciting, and after we released What in the World Are They Spraying, which can be found at my website, truthmediaproductions.us, there has been a growing movement of people looking into this, people getting rain tests, snow tests, and then people testing for the high amounts of aluminum, barium, and strontium that's being sprayed from airplanes. So in Mojave County, which is up in the high desert area, it's far removed from industry, 30 people that I'm aware of so far have done blood tests. 25 out of those 30 have shown amounts of aluminum that I believe exceed 1,000 times the toxicity level of barium. I believe the Intel Hub did an article about that, so there's more information. You can look that up or put...
Where is that article written?
What you could do is Google... barium levels in Mojave County residents. And I think you'll get some data on that. I spoke with former Senator Karen Johnson, who's been aware of this and encouraging people in that area to get the blood test about a week ago, and she had told me that the number was at about 30. Bottom line is this. After they spray, unfortunately, the toxicity falls down into the air that we breathe, and they're nano-sized particles. So our typical blood-brain barrier and other barriers that our body has to protect us from toxins, it typically goes through them. And, again, we're seeing high amounts of aluminum-related illness, and then heart issues because barium increases blood pressure. So it's very damaging to human health.
Well, now, are we getting any coverage there in the media at all, in the radio or television or the newspapers?
We are just starting to see that. There was a Palm Springs NBC affiliate that just did a report, and you can YouTube that. It's NBC affiliate addresses chemtrails, I think, something like that. But it was pretty fair, you know, for corporate mainstream media. Probably not as deep as as you or I go into things, but for mainstream, I think it was good. There has been other corporate mainstream media, and we have to look at who pays for their advertising, who's funding, who have essentially done hit pieces, you know, on the issue. But it's, Dr. Stan, so many truths are coming out now because, you know, we produced the film, provided scientific documentation, credible scientists who are speaking about this. So it's really help bring this into light. So they're being forced to address it. And it's a very exciting thing because, again, I believe there's no greater threat to human health and ecology than this issue. And unfortunately, I think a lot of people are still unaware of it. So it's very important that we address it and then move forward. And
well,
and
I think though I think that you've done a great job at drawing people's attention to it. Your DVD, What in the World Are They Spraying?, I think was a great step forward. I mean, we've been talking about this for a long period of time, and a lot of people just sort of shrug and said, well, you know, these crazy conspiracy theorists, you know. But now, certainly, more and more people are looking up at the sky and saying, hey, look at that, you know. And then they're noticing the change in the weather we're having. And, I mean, who ever heard of snow in New York and in the Sierras in June? We're having snow in California up in the Sierras in June. And certainly here we are along the coast. And it's still cold. We're having rainstorms two or three times a week. We've never seen weather like that. We've seen the massive flooding down there in the Mississippi Valley. We've seen a great drought in Kansas. People know something is amiss, and I think that more and more people are suddenly beginning to ask. I mean, we've never seen tornadoes like we've seen there, certainly Joplin, Missouri, an example. But, I mean, there was 40 or 50 tornadoes in one day. I mean, we just don't see this sort of thing.
We don't. And we know that it is an agenda of the U.S. military to control the weather. Of course, we covered that in the film, Owning the Weather by 2025. And it's believed that they need a plasma sky to do this. So the chemtrail geoengineering issue is believed to be part of that. I fully believe that it's primarily weather control. It was interesting when I was in Northern California up in the Redding area, a big winter storm came in and they were expecting, I believe it was about 4 inches of rain. And I was up on Dane Wigginton's property, he owns 2,000 acres, and he said, Mike, you know, there was cloud cover, and he said, what do you hear? He said, listen real careful. I said, well, I hear airplanes. He said, you will hear those planes all day. He said, what they are doing, it's feeding these clouds and sequestering the moisture. He said, we are not under a flight path at all, but you will hear airplanes all day. He said, watch. We're expected to get about 3 or 4 inches of rain. He said, we'll be lucky if we get a half inch or even a drizzle. He said, but watch. Later on in the Midwest and East Coast, they will get severe flooding. And sure enough, that's exactly what happened. So it appears that they're taking this moisture as it comes over land, and sequestering it, and then steering storms. And Scott Stevens is a meteorologist, former weatherman, who has studied this pretty closely. And, you know, he's noticed that they spray about 1,000 miles ahead of storms.
Well, now, could you get us the telephone number or email of this legislator in Arizona who's been studying this sort of thing? Get that to me and any of the other experts that you come across, because we have a voice and we have news stations carrying us all the time. We want to get this information out, and so if you get the telephone numbers to me or the emails to me, we'll track them down, we'll put them on, and we'll help to get more and more people aware, and hopefully they'll be buying copies of your DVD, What in the World Are They Spraying? Go right ahead.
Sure, and that's at truthmediaproductions.us. Of course, we're encouraging everybody who purchases a copy to a DVD to make copies and hand out for free. And we've really started activism around the country and around the world. There's a guy in Tucson who's handing out about 1,000 free DVDs per week, so people are really getting active. And again, part of the issue, Dr. Stan, is a lot of people are unaware of this issue. So I think the first step is awareness, and then we can go into action. So we've seen, you know, incredible progress in the past year and a half in the movement, and finally there's some public officials starting to address this. One on Maui, Hawaii, who's required over 30 tests, all revealing the toxicity of what I call the geoengineering footprint, which is the aluminum, barium, and strontium. So those high levels that are escalating of this footprint are being found around the world, you know, at increasing amounts, thousands of times over what they were about 7 or 8 years ago.
I really think it's exciting that people are beginning to become aware, because if once they become aware of the chemtrails, then they're going to become aware of the other problems, whether it would be what they're doing with the vaccines to poisonous, what they're doing certainly with the water fluoridation to poisonous, what they're doing with aspartame and with bisphenol, and certainly with the chemicals, all of the chemicals they're using, and what they're doing certainly with the high fructose corn syrup, what they're doing with the genetically modified foods. Once they begin to understand that this is an agenda, they have already killed several billion people, and they intend to kill off most of the world's population. They know exactly what they're doing. I talked to a woman today who had gone to a meeting where Ted Turner spoke recently, where he openly advocated killing off 95% of the world's population. That's 95% of the world's population. This is not imaginary, ladies and gentlemen. This is very real. They know what they're doing. They're killing the children. And when you begin to understand that, if we can be as smart as they are and utilize their techniques to make people care, and the one thing that these people cannot stand is exposure. And, of course, once they're exposed, like vampires, they will flee like, you know, they will flee like vampires at the first rays of dawn. And we need to get them to drive them, ride them back into the boxes, and then drive stakes through their hearts, because these are truly evil and wicked people. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. Our guest, Michael Murphy, who of course is the producer of the film, along with he and Ed Griffin, but Michael, I think, did all the work, and Ed, I think, helped you get some of the material together. But Michael was the workhorse in the film What in the World Are They Spraying? If you haven't seen it, you want to see it. You want to see congressmen running. That is, of course, when they're being accosted by a film crew asked about geoengineering the atmosphere. And they sure didn't want to talk about that, did they?
No, it was very interesting. And Dr. Stan, there have been numerous congressional hearings on the issue of geoengineering. So it appears that the public officials, well, we know a lot of them are working in the best interest of the corporations. But again, I think if they admit that this is going on, then they have an obligation to address it and to take action. So I think a lot of them do not know what to do. And, of course, there's a lot of coercion. We saw Dennis Kucinich actually call for a ban of chemtrails back in his 2001 Space Preservation Act, and it appeared that he received a lot of coercion. I know his brother and sister had died in weird accidents that year. The chemtrails part had been removed from that bill. It later went to vote and did not pass. But, again, you know, the public officials who do address this, there's tremendous pressure. And, again, I don't think that they know, even the ones that are concerned about it, how to address it. So it's easier for them to run, as we illustrated in What in the World Are They Spraying?
And you will actually see them just moving to getting away as fast as they can from the film crew. Think of the implications, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about destroying humanity, and using the spraying is simply one of the vehicles that can get things into our food, into our water, and here they're getting it into the air supply. and they know exactly what they're doing. And because they're able to actually measure the aluminum in the soil, increasing dramatically. Aluminum is an extremely toxic substance as far as the brain is concerned, as far as the body as a whole is concerned. And then, of course, we know, of course, what they're doing elsewhere with the geoengineering, the things that they're doing as far as certainly getting the barium out. And barium is a very, very toxic substance as well. And I've actually touched this semi-gelatinous material. Have you ever seen this in that form, or have you heard stories about it?
I've heard of it many times, and then I noticed it a couple of years ago, and I said, wow, that almost looks like gel. And sure enough, recalling back, it definitely was. So they're saying all kinds of things. It's not limited to aluminum, barium, and strontium. That's what we covered in the first film, What in the World Are They Spraying? If given the God-given opportunity and calling to do another one, I think I'm going to go a little deeper and address some of the agendas. But again, what they're spraying, and we had spoken about weather control, which I believe this is the primary ingredient. There is a patent, I believe, owned by NASA, which can change the formation of nuclei, and now it's snowing at 43 degrees. And of course, when we were children, it did not snow above 32 degrees. But so we're seeing this. We're seeing this being recorded. It's happening. And they do need to spray chemicals in order to achieve these objectives. Unfortunately, those chemicals are very toxic to the ecosystem, and all around the world, the pH of soils are changing, and therefore the ecosystems are collapsing around the world. So we see our forests dying off. Many scientists say, well, it's the pine beetles that are coming in. Pine beetles will only attack a tree if it's weak. So they are flourishing with this, but there's a reason that the pine needles are coming in, and that's, of course, the pH is changing. And the aluminum also can get taken in to these trees and really causes a lot of problems. So,
yeah, maybe it's not only the trees it's getting into, it's also getting into some of the plants. And certainly apparently the aluminum has an effect on the roots of the plants, so they can't absorb water, and so they just don't grow well. Is that right?
That's absolutely correct, and I just produced just a short film, and we went back to Maui, Hawaii. It's on truthmediaproductions.us. It's called Hawaii Revisited, so you can check it out. But I interviewed about five different farmers, all who have said that just in the past couple of years, they've seen tremendous declines in their ability to grow the natural organic food. About 50% is what I'm hearing. Some had about 20% declines, but all, could agree that they have seen declines in these foods. Of course, we know that there's this new aluminum-resistant GMO seed patent that's out, so it's concerning to people who believe that this could be an attempt to destroy natural organic things.
Well, we know, of course, they work very efficiently with the GMO foods. Oh, the vast majority, and we're talking 90% of the soy, of the corn, of the cotton seed, of the canola here in the United States. And that is already genetically modified, and of course, they modified either certainly with Roundup resistance or with pesticide resistance. And now this is getting into human beings. And of course, it's having disastrous effects, and you're not hearing about it because they control the media. Well, Michael, why don't you go ahead? We've got about 3 minutes.
Mike, okay.
Go right ahead.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. Many decks.
It's very important. We have another excellent DVD. It is called Weather Modification. It's put out by Bob Fletcher. You can call our 800 number, 1-800-544-8927, for further additional information on the video, what in the world are they spraying, and what are they doing for weather modification? I think something the title, but just ask for Bob Flesher's DVD on weather modification. We have 2 4 tape sets on chemtrails. We have a 4 CD or 4 tape set on weather modification. We have a 4 CD set on HAARP. We have a book on HAARP. We have a book on weather modification. They're all available from Radio Liberty. You need to get this information. You need to begin to talk about it. And I've been waiting for something that would capture the imagination of the American people. And we now have it. And believe me, more and more people are talking about this. And I'm really more encouraged than I've been in a long period of time. I know how difficult it is to accept this. In fact, if I'd not actually seen this material and actually touched it myself, I'd say, well, maybe it's all imaginary, but it's not imaginary. And then, of course, we want to be coming to our October 23rd conference. We're going to have Rosalind Peterson, who I think, in my estimation, is the nation's leading expert on this subject. And we'll have all sorts of documentation there for you on this geoengineering of the atmosphere. You'll want to come. You'll want to get the information. That's October 23rd. And, of course, you can make your reservations by calling 1-800-544-8927. And, of course, we'll be telling you how to get your hotel reservations if you're going to need them. We'll have people coming from all across the country, as we always do, to the annual Radio Liberty Conference held at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course right here in the Central Coast of California. beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. Well, Sydney, we want to remind you to understand the spiritual component of what's going on. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get our two talks on the Forsaken Secret and on the Dark Secret, and get the syllabus as you go with it so you could document what we say. You want to get the new 4-CD set, The Return of the Giants? You want to get one or both of the 4-CD sets, part one or part two, on the Illuminati. What in heaven's name is the Illuminati? It was a secret society. It was created on May 1st.